Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, this is the time of year that a lot of beer lovers really eagerly anticipate because so many breweries around the world bring out the big guns at this time, and it's so much fun tasting these holiday beers.
Well, it really is, and as you just said, I mean, if you're a beer drinker, this is absolutely the most fun time of the year. You know, unlike Oktoberfest, when breweries produce essentially lots of versions of the same style of fest beer,
right.
The holidays herald the release of a broad variety of diverse styles to, as you mentioned, to thank the public for their support over the preceding years. There are many beers to choose from, so you have fun exploring, and here are five that I recently checked out and enjoyed.
Excellent.
From Union Craft, a beer called Snow Pants, fairly apt name for a winter beer. The style is an 8.5% ABV oatmeal stout. The beer is appropriately very dark, with rich coffee and a little bit of chocolate flavors and aromas. And the texture is nice, rich, and creamy.
Mm-hmm.
And the nose has just a touch of sort of resiny pine. Very enjoyable,
nice.
$11.99. From our neighbors to the north in Hershey, Pennsylvania, I tried the Trogues Blizzard of Hops, a winter IPA. Probably their best-known holiday beer is Mad Elf, brewed with honey and cherries. But being a bit more of a traditionalist myself, I lean more toward the Blizzard of Hops. Anyway, the beer is pale yellow, which is sort of lighter in structure than many of them, with a big, piney, resiny citrus aroma over a fairly light malt structure, clocking in at 6.4%. Definitely more of a hop showcase than malt, but the beer finishes with a crisp, clean hop punch, and at $19.99 a 12-pack, it's a pretty good deal.
It is.
California Sierra Nevada has been releasing its Celebration Ale for many years to much deserved acclaim. This is a fresh hop IPA where the hops come right from the hop farm to the brewery, which gives powerful floral hop aromas. The malt bill here features caramelized malt, a 6.8% ABV, and producing a deep copper color with rich malt flavor that balances the forward character of the hops. All wraps up with a tangy, almost grapefruit-like finish and a pretty good value at $9.99.
I had a glass the other night.
It's tasty.
I loved it.
Yep. Heavy Seas Winter Storm, a 7.5% Imperial ESB style, is my annual celebration to a rich English-influenced style beer.
Mm-hmm.
This was Heavy Seas Beer's first international gold-winning medal beer, by the way, and one that I call a fireplace beer. You know what I mean by that. You know,
mm-hmm.
You get up, there's 6 inches of snow, you build a roaring fire, you don't go to work, you get some cheese and some crusty bread, you curl your Irish setter on the floor and read
there
your book
you
and have a beer all day. Anyway, deep copper with a rich malt character, a blend of English and American hops, and a lingering, satisfying finish, $12.99. Last, we need a traditional spiced ale, and the Sam Adams Old Fezziwig fills the bill quite nicely. Deep mahogany in color, the malt showcases rich, rounded, and toffee and biscuit flavors with a touch of cocoa under a nose of soft spice, just the thing to leave for Santa with the cookies by the mantle. Good deal at $10.99. So there you have it, five good holiday beers to celebrate hoppy holidays.
Was Old Fezziwig a character from Charles Dickens?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was trying to be funny.
you got it right on the nut.
Anyway, happy holidays, everybody. It's a great time of year for all this. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.